This is Dr. Kevin Elko with our final Thursday night pep talk. Thanksgiving. I speak often about something called inattentional blindness. I speak about it in a series we just completed earlier this year called To Do the Impossible, You Have to See the Invisible. I did it one we just completed on leadership, Keep the main thing that you will see soon. But inattentional blindness is a concept that which I give attention to, I see. That which I don't give attention to, I'm blind to. After I bought a car, I saw that car everywhere, didn't you? I tell people all the time, be careful to complain about your family, your friends, your spouse, your job, because when you're done complaining, you will see all of those flaws so much clearer. And there is no research, although people think, oh, I have to complain, I was just releasing steam. Well, there's no research that says releasing steam makes anything better. The research says it makes it worse. That might work for a pressure valve, but it doesn't work for a human being with a spirit. Inattentional blindness is that which I give attention to, I see. That which I don't give attention to, I don't see. So Thanksgiving is a habit. It's not a day. It's not a one day that we just eat till we can't move and watch football till it's late at night. It's really where we start and renew our process of paying attention to all the good in our life. Though much has taken, much remains. What Job said at the end of Job, after everything he's been through and how he had a thanksgiving heart, at the end he said, I heard about you before, O Lord, with my ears, but now I see you with my eyes. I see you. David Steinrath did exactly what I'm trying to teach you to do here today. I'm actually trying to teach you to use the strongest tool you have, your mouth. And I'm asking you to do what he did. He was a monk, and he lived in a monastery overlooked Big Sur, California. And his whole practice every day was to go out and say, let me find, he would speak it, the one new thing to be thankful for. And he would just speak it. He would keep looking to find one new thing, the sun rising, a child playing. You know, just something very gentle. For me, just looking at my family, looking at my wife. Looking at where God blessed me to live. He would lay in bed and look up at the ceiling and say, thank you, God, for this new thing I found. And he would just speak it. That's what Thanksgiving is. It's to stop. It's really a practice. They say people who have gratitude are healthier. They're wealthier. They have good friends. But you're not trying to be thankful as a one-time thing. It's a daily intention. I got up today and I'm on purpose. Not an accident, just I read a good book once. But every day I want to look for the one new thing to be thankful for. And then just look up to heaven and say, thank you for the new thing that I found. That's what Thanksgiving is. It's renewing a practice. That's what it is. I want to thank all of you for letting me be a part of this football season for you, your families, to come into your families with this Thursday night pep talk. You mean the world to me. I wouldn't exist as far as what I'm doing here without you. I want to thank my beautiful children. They every single day. The child is father to the man. What they teach me. What I've got, I can get emotional talking. Their gentleness, their love, their play. My wife, who's kind, and really my favorite person to sit down and talk to and enjoy every single day. Not just not for beauty, but she's one of the brightest, most interesting people I've ever been around. Hey, for all my friends with the Crimson Tide, the way that whole state's let me in, you've made me family. I love being down there. You've made my job so easy because it's not a job. It's just me hanging out with friends and the way that whole state's welcomed me in. The team, being a part of their fabulous spirit, the way they just go out. The other day, Vinny Sinceri just went out and spent the whole day with a child with cancer. A.J. McCarron doing the same thing. Their fabulous spirit. And finally, in celebration, to my mother, who returned home this year on July 11th. Because with nobody out there, nobody, maybe a few, but I didn't see them, believed in me but her, I chose to believe her. Happy Thanksgiving. To you, to your family, thanks for letting us be part of everything you do. And please get the practice of letting things roll off your tongue. Roll off things like, thank you for this new thing I found. And one more thing to let roll off of your tongue. Roll Tide.